This is Eugene Delgadio, President of Public Advocate. I'm authorizing the use of this tape for media purposes, and I'm going over the Public Advocate to file another Supreme Court brief to defend marriage law. The U.S. Supreme Court has been asked to decide on the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act. I'll get into that in a minute. The Defense of Marriage Act, passed by Congress, has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal district court in Massachusetts, as well as the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit. There are four petitions for certiorari pending in the U.S. Supreme Court, one from New York, one from California, and another from Massachusetts. Public Advocate of the U.S. Incorporated, through its attorneys, will file a brief August 2nd. This is necessary because President Obama ordered his government to completely abandon his oath of office to uphold the laws of the United States and has stopped defending DOMA in all jurisdictions. This is something that is unprecedented. Every previous president, whether they agreed with the law or didn't, would instruct his Solicitor General to support and uphold American laws passed by Congress. The Obama administration itself first defended the Defense of Marriage Act and then turned against it. The case is currently being defended by a group of congressional interveners acting on behalf of the majority Americans and the Speaker of the House at his personal request. As president, I believe that the congressional interveners are basing their case on a flawed Supreme Court decision, and it requires a better legal reasoning in the form of a friend of the court brief, which we filed in other cases where we've had to use some plain English and some statutory and constitutional arguments that were not being represented by other litigants before the U.S. Supreme Court. Our attorneys are principled, practical, and relevant to the arguments that are established in the mission for Public Advocate. And so our attorneys are going to represent the practical, direct constitutional arguments as well as the precedents of the Supreme Court itself in a very practical way. And they're working with other groups, and our attorneys are working with other groups and other attorneys, so it's going to be a larger issue than Public Advocate. But through Public Advocate, which is a 501c4, is not a legal foundation. It's a political education group. It is a 501c4. Donations are not tax deductible, but we obviously use our money to educate the public. Through our brief before the Supreme Court, our friend of the court brief, if it's granted, we will urge the court to expand the issue on which certiorari is granted to reconsider the Supreme Court's precedents. We're going to ask them. There's an establishment clause. The text of due process is the focus. The text of the due process in all their previous precedents guarantee that the Fifth Amendment is included as an equal protection component. And that's completely absent in the arguments today. And that's where we're going to go with our legal arguments. In closing, Public Advocate has been involved with these congressional laws, these regulatory rulings. We're involved with the Defense of Marriage Act. The Congress passed the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996. Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act defines marriage as a legal union between one man and one woman. And this definition applies to all uses of the word marriage in federal law. It was Public Advocate that went to the Internal Revenue Service and asked them to implement a prohibition against homosexuals filing joint tax returns. There's a lot more to the background on Public Advocate and our legal briefs involving the Boy Scouts, the Colorado case that went all the way to the Supreme Court involving referendums. But I will stop there by saying the details of this case are going to be revolving around the traditional and original interpretations of the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, and we'll be focusing on what the Supreme Court has done with the Constitution in its in recent terms, as well as in the history of the constitutional arguments for special classes and due process. So we're going to post that when that becomes available, probably in 2 weeks. Thank you again. That is the end of the statement regarding the public advocate role in an upcoming Supreme Court brief. Thank you for your attention.